my Lord. There is no other one who can calm the storms of life like my Lord. He gives rest to the weary, brings new life to the hopeless. There's no doubt about it, he's my Lord. Oh, he's my Lord. There is no other one who can calm the storms of life like my Lord. For he gives rest to the weary, brings new life to the hopeless. There's no doubt about it, oh, he's my Lord. Oh, he's my Lord. There is no other one, oh, who can calm the storms of life, oh, like my Lord. For he brings rest to the weary, brings new life to the hopeless. There's no doubt about it, oh, he's my Lord. Oh, he's my Lord. There is no other one who can calm the storms of life, oh, life. There's no doubt about it, oh, he's my Lord. Oh, he's my Lord. There is no other one who can calm the storms of life like my Lord. There is no other one. strength. He gives me power. He gives me hope in my darkest hour. He is my Jesus. He is my friend. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, he gives me strength. He gives me power. He gives me hope in my darkest hour. He is my Jesus. He is my friend. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He gives me strength. He gives me power. He gives me hope in my darkest hour. He is my Jesus.
Most of you couldn't wait to get to church tonight. This is our lift up night. Aren't you glad that he included you on this? Aren't you glad for his wonderful love? I appreciated that band number, don't you? God really does love us, doesn't he? If it wasn't for the old man with his tricks, hey, we could stay thoroughly encouraged all the time, but we have an enemy that tells us God doesn't love you. All but he does. All but he does. As a matter of fact, he wrote you a love letter, didn't he? his wonderful word. So we can find God's love in his word, in his power, his spirit. And I appreciate that tonight. I think it was over the weekend we sang that chorus. Thank you, Lord, for including me. To some, they may say, help me, Lord, get out of this. But I appreciate the price that was paid for our salvation tonight. And I thank you, Lord, for including me. He gives us strength. The song said he gives us power. Power to live for him. Power to love him. And he's also given us power to become the sons of God. We don't tell people, hey, we've already passed that course. We're there. We're just waiting on him to come. No, but not in this class. We're working on it. We're working on it, endeavoring to become the sons of the living God tonight. Yeah, people come by here and say, hey, man, I've been to the church of the living God, because they're going to see it in his people. Well, tonight, God still cares for his people, still cares for his church, and I'm glad I'm part of it. I would kind of like to follow the channel, as Sister Bryant was singing that song. It lets me know that God can bring us through some storms. You've been in a storm? You've been in a decision that you thought this is too heavy for me? I've had God to speak to me in the middle of a storm, that I'm a man well acquainted with grief and sorrow. But there are times, Sister Bryant, when I forget that when I'm going through this trial, that I can go to a specialist. I don't have to take my Volkswagen to a Mercedes dealership. You know what I'm saying? And they fix the wrong thing. And after all, Jesus was a carpenter. You know, hey, he can fix anything. He can fix our broken heart, our broken ships. He's a specialist. As I said, he's a man well acquainted with grief and sorrow. But here's a lesson that I've had to learn. And it's easily said, but it's tough doing it. It's tough putting the word of God into practice. And Peter said, cast all your burdens on me. Medical, financial, whatever. Cast them on me. Talking about Jesus. Because I love you. I care for you. And I've been encouraged in the word of God that if he cares about a little sparrow, what about you and I? His creation, giving us an intelligence high above sparrows, high above the animal kingdom. We are blessed. I'm glad he included me. In all my troubles and all my sorrows, I still, as David said, I want to look to the hills of salvation. That's where my help and my strength cometh from. I've been in a valley before. How often do you remember when Brother Leonard used to sing to us? It's trial, testing time for God's people. But we're looking to the captain of our salvation that is able to bring us through tonight. We're encouraged in the Lord tonight. I'd like to just share a part of something with you. Sister Linda Fisher is going through a heavy trial tonight. I'd like each of you to take her on your heart tonight. She's facing a major decision tonight. I wish I had the words to comfort her tonight. Sister Linda, when you get a chance, if you don't have to make this decision right away, we have a ministry. I believe that Brother Smith can comfort you in directions on how to walk with the Lord and trust him and let the Lord handle it. Yes. I appreciate people that give me testimonies from time to time out in the store. They encourage me by telling me, hey, I can't handle this, Lord. I'm going to let you have it. I like to pull mine along in a little red wagon. Lord, you see how heavy this is. But I appreciate God that he's brought me through. I had a major decision to make several years ago. And I thought I was going to need surgery for removal of a tumor on my brain. That was tough. I didn't know whether God was going to help me or not. But let me tell you, what encouraged me to pray more is when I come out from under the sedative and all, I found out that half of this church had been in the hallway of St. Vincent's Hospital asking God, Lord, keep Brother Daniels. We love you. We need him. On the foot of my bed, they had hung bad news. But at the head of my bed, that was good news. So I went on through my treatments. And I thank God today for Brother Weiniger. Man, he came and got me when I was suffering. Oh, man, a cold, rainy morning, shortly after Thanksgiving. Prayed with me, and he said, Bill, let's go to the hospital. We're not getting anywhere, and I was suffering. My head felt like someone had hit me and was continuously hitting me with about a 4-pound hammer right in the back of my head. Oh, God. Rushed me to the hospital and got me some help. Got my diagnosis straight. They first said it was an aneurysm on the brain and was bleeding. That was bad news, brother. But our Savior heard the prayers of this people. My heart goes out to you tonight and others here. I have you on my heart through the day, driving down the road, and I think of someone. Come to my mind. I pray right there in the truck and keep right on driving. God help my brother. What if it were me in that situation? I'd want everybody in heaven. Get a hold of somebody. Get over somebody in the healing department. Tell one of the angels, Dub Daniels needs some help. So I'm glad tonight to be in his loving care tonight. Yes, yes I am. I want to continue to trust the Lord tonight. I look over this congregation. I thank you. You've encouraged me how to walk with God and live for God. When I first came here, I didn't know where I was at. And God let me see that this was his people. He spoke to me the very first service I was in, about scared me half to death. I didn't know how to seek the Lord. I didn't know how to trust God. I didn't know what God was saying when he said, I've brought you to a sincere people. And you've never let me down. Been sincere about loving God, serving God. You've been sincere about your walk with God. You know, if I had just fell among a group of people that thought this was, you know, just something spare time, part time, go to church, wasn't really a conviction, how do you think I would have turned out? Because I was looking to you all. You impressed me, and what impressed me when I walked through those doors, I was telling Jacob the other night, I'm like, he was too young for something. Yeah, play all right. I see, you never get too young to serve God. Yeah. In other words, he was saying, I want to sow some wild oats, Daddy. You know, man. I'm, you know, I don't need to be in that right now. Okay. So the first service I was in, I seen this place full of young people. Man, did that impress me. And then to hear them get up and express their love for God did something for me, did something to me. And then after Brother Tucker began to teach, I just fell in love with his words. I'd never heard these things before. I'd never dedicated my life to God. I've been a street runner all my life. I've heard side quarterback deals. You know what I'm trying to say, you sports fans. Yeah, armchair, arm couch or something. Wasn't none of that true. But I found true words that touched my heart. Words that I fell in love with. So I appreciate the Lord tonight. I was asking the Lord throughout the day. I said, hey, Brother Smith, left us some wonderful things Sunday in the Bible study. How many enjoyed that? We were talking about the books. Woo! You know, it's been many years since I heard about the books and the book of life. Man, when I first came to this people, Brother Tucker was teaching on that. Now, here's a new man in the church, just received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I'm looking from corner to corner on every word that I hear. And I'm saying, Lord, I want to get this. I don't understand the word they're saying. I couldn't even speak your language. I didn't even know how to testify. And here they were talking about the books of life, resurrection, eternal judgments. And I was asking, Lord, I want what this people got. I want this. Yes. On the other shoulder, a fellow was saying, nah, you don't want that. You don't even know where you are. You don't even know what they're talking about. If I were you, when service lets out, don't even come back. But there was a drawing inside that I found myself back. Sunday night service, sitting on the front row, trying to get more of this wonderful gospel. I've got some of it today in my heart, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the love of God that he heard my prayer. That's the only way I knew how to pray. For many, many months, I prayed, Lord, I want what they got. I was asking God to fill me with that knowledge and understanding that even young people had. I heard young people get up and ask Brother Tucker questions, taking notes about eternal judgments and resurrections. Poor old Doug just had to hold his head down. But one day the Lord began to talk to me. I began to run the aisles and thank God for the truths that he was giving me, the understanding. I had to stay a little bit after church and ask Brother Tucker, what were you talking about? I was too ashamed to ask a question out loud, let people know. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. I've got a view now. I've got a vision of what the Lord is doing. And it's been planted in my heart to follow the Lord, to go with the Lord. I watched ministers talk about suffering for God. That didn't disturb me. I thought about it. I love the Lord enough. I feel like as the days go on that I can reign with him, but I know there's going to be a price paid that I'll have to suffer some things. So I've suffered a loss in my family, rejection from my children. It ain't always you being martyred at gunpoint. There's other sufferings you can go through. You can suffer in your body. But listen, we've got a mark that we're pressing for. Yeah. And Paul said, I'm not going to let anything disturb me or separate me from the love of God.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes, we have trials on every hand, but God loves us.
Yes, he does.
David said in one place, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but our God can deliver them from us all. Many other afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver us from them all. That's a confirmation for you tonight. Take it with you. I appreciate God tonight. I enjoyed that wonderful lesson. I can't wait for Brother Smith to get back. I want to hear some more about the books. Man, that was good. Jesus has sent the 12 out to do something. I believe it's in Matthew. And they came back rejoicing because devils were subject to them and all kinds of things. He said, hey, boys, hold it. Don't rejoice in that. But rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So our names, when you start out that door, something tells you, don't come back. Don't nobody love you. Hey, but my name is on the record book. My name is on the record book, Brother Tyler. You know, our names are written in heaven. I've got, hey, listen, you can go over here on West Markham and they can show you the day Dub Daniels was born, mother's maiden name. Don't you know heaven? Got your birth certificate too. So if I run, David said, where shall I go from the presence of the Lord? If my load gets heavy, hey, I'm going to ask him to fix it for me. I appreciate God tonight, knowing that he's planted me in this church and this people. And, hey, your people meant so much to me. I got a hold of my life. I found my life here. I thought I was trying to find it in the world, but I really found it right here. And now I'm learning to lose it so that I may gain more of the Lord tonight. Let me tell you, if you've had a trial or a problem that has set you back some, sit down and talk to the Lord a moment and just go way back for the many times that he's already touched you and never left you alone. In your darkest of hours, Lord, you heard my prayer. I've been through a trial now, almost 4 years. And now I don't know how to respond that I'm coming out of it. I don't mind sharing this with you. Jacob's been locked up 4 years. And I want to just tap him. Say, man, do you thank God for what he's done for you? I sit on the tailgate of my truck this past summer after I get through cutting my yard and see him walking around the corner. And I thought, here you go. Many a day, Lord, I sat here and cried, wondering what's he doing locked up now. In the mornings, I'd look at my watch. He'd been up since 3 o'clock out there in them fields working. I told him, I said, hey, man, took me a long time, but my mother told me about a hard head. But I'm glad. Hey, listen, you don't mind me doing this? Last Wednesday night, we sang a song, He's God. Oh, he's God, and he's taken an interest in me. Not only that, has he taken an interest in me and you, but I'm interested in him. If I was interested in a girl, I'd pursue her. Let me have your phone number. Something. I'm interested in God tonight. I got his number. And I get ready, I'm calling on him tonight. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's God. He's taking an interest in me. I thought, man, that was so wonderful. I thought I hadn't heard that song, if you don't mind me saying it, when I first came to this church. Shirley Bailey sang that, seemed like every Sunday. It was special for me. He's God, and he's taken an interest in me. From Trembling Belshazzar, all that he's done, he took an interest in a junkie in West Little Rock and brought me out a little two-bedroom apartment duplex. Said, let's go. I got something for you. I found peace. I found joy. I've had hardships, too. I appreciate God keeping his hand on my life. I hardly say anything about it. I went through a struggle when Sylvia died. I really did, but God brought me through. His love and his mercy and his peace, his arms around me. I had to lean over on the steering wheel of my truck at GE and cry many days. And guys come along and say, Bill, you all right? I said, yep. Never been this pathway before, man. We're just concerned about you. But I had this church praying for me, too. I appreciate the praying people. I appreciate how we hook up together when someone is going through a storm and a trial. I appreciate when someone sends me a card and says, I'm thinking about you. Hey, you know Jesus can send you a card. Yeah. He can send you a card, let you know I'm thinking about you. You want to read it? Isaiah. No, it's Jeremiah 29:11. He told Israel, he said, I'm thinking about you. I'm concerned about you. Let's me know. We're natural, Israel. He's thinking about us. He knows about the trial that you're in right now. He heard your prayer this morning when you got up. I appreciate God and his loving care and mercy tonight. I just wanted to lift my voice in thanksgiving among God's people. I wish I could share with you some more about the books, Eternal Judgments, and life. It's not a Sunday or a Wednesday when we meet here that we don't talk about salvation. I appreciate the joy bells of salvation and what God has done in my life and how he's keeping me going. You know, I could tell you the negative side of some things, some experiences I had today, but I'm trusting God that he'll see me through. Someone said, Brother Phil Fisher, that he left his trials outside the door. I ain't picking mine up. No, I take them back. I ain't going to pick mine up. Nobody. Matter of fact, I need to go in my garage and get some out of that. But yeah, I've done that before. Put my little trials up like they trophies and things, you know. Mm-hmm. But when I think about the love of Jesus, and when I was outside these doors, he came to that little two-bedroom shack and shook me out. I appreciate his love and care. Most of you can trace your lineages, and you had a mother and a father and a grandmother or someone praying for you. I'm sorry, I can't trace all that, but I'm appreciating tonight his love and compassion, that he took an interest in me and said, I'm going to give a fellow a chance, see what he'll do. He posted my bond, yeah, when no one else would. When I found this people and fell in love with this people and this truth, you don't want nobody interested in Sylvia and I. But it was like they come out of the woodwork after they found out, hey, man, y'all heard about Doug? Him and Sylvia got saved, got the Holy Ghost, they say. Not him. No, not Doug. No, we got to go see about this. Yeah. I had guys come by my house. Hey, man, I heard y'all started church. Same time they were sitting down talking to me, they were pulling out their dope. By this time, I had gotten the victory. I said, hey, man, yeah, but you're going to put that up. I don't smoke that no more. I don't smoke that no more. Begin to witness to them and tell them about the love of Jesus. All right, man, we'll see you, player. Then they went and told everybody on the job. Man, y'all need to stay away from dude, man. Dude had something happen to him, man. You think you've been on that acid stuff? Oh, I cried inside. Oh, Lord, I'm losing all my friends. Them folks wasn't my friends. God knew what I needed. You know what they did to me? Just because I got saved and told them, hey, man, I got the Holy Ghost, man. Come on, player. They opened all the doors on my car. I had a big black and white Oldsmobile 98. Man, I'm glad I got rid of that thing, Michelle. You smell dope from the front to the trunk. Oh, man. They opened all the doors on my car. I had photo sedan, leaning post. Yeah. Early 70s. They opened the doors on my car, raised my hood and everything, but God kept me at peace. Sure did. I wanted to fight, though, Sister Tyler. I wanted to go in there and tell them, man. But they would have told me, I thought you just got saved. I just kept my mouth closed. Man, I gritted my teeth. Boy, if you only knew. Yeah. Then it got worse. Brother Oates was saying Sunday night how he appreciated. He didn't know what was going on at first when you have problems in your life. And Brother Smith updated me too. I didn't know all the time that God was testing me to see would I run? Would I be a faithful child of God? I could have. When that wasn't enough, hey, they just quit talking to me. God let me suffer rejection. Hey, Bill, that was it. Ain't had nothing else to say to me. I kept my Bible right down the side of my truck. Every chance I got, I'd pick it up and read it. I had one chapter in the Bible that I loved to read, and that was the book of St. John. I loved that. That was a beautiful book to me. I just read St. John over and over and over. I finally graduated over to Proverbs and Psalms. I'm glad he included me. They finally told the dispatcher when they come in the dispatch office to get an order, if we had run out of work and everything and still had a little time left, they would say, hey, go over and help Joe Brown. And on track 3, go over there and help Bill Dan. Oh, no. No. I'd rather go outside on the parking lot somewhere. Why? I don't want to hear about Jesus. You think that didn't hurt? But I kept on talking about Jesus. I kept on talking about his wonderful love. I never did win any of them fellas, but I soon quietened down and thought, I'll try and build a friendship with you, but I ain't going to quit serving God. I ain't going to quit coming to church. Back in those days, Sister Donna, you remember? Brother Tucker started Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, Saturday. Linda, you remember? Praise God. Boy, those were some wonderful times. I appreciate this wonderful salvation and the joy of having the Holy Ghost. the joy of knowing what it felt like to be washed in the blood of Jesus. Get home at 3:35, 3:40. They could have said church is going to be at 3:45. I'd have been here. I couldn't wait to 7:30. I'd already got my shower and shave, sitting on the front porch, spraying something on my toes. Silver, you ready? Don't get me late. Don't make me late now. We only had one Bible in the house, and we fought over it. Finally, my mother-in-law said, son, I'll get you a Bible. I appreciate the wonderful love of God, knowing that my name is written and recorded tonight in heaven in this wonderful book. I can't wait for Brother Smith to get back. I got some questions to ask him. I got lots of questions I'd like to know. It's been my hope. It's been my joy. It's been my salvation. And I know that some of you probably have some things on your heart you'd like to express tonight. I didn't try to take up the whole service. Just feeling out for the Lord. I feel God here tonight. I'm glad I belong to him. I'm glad I belong to him. It's been so wonderful just to walk with him. I hardly ever sit down and have a pity party to myself. And when I do come up on a trial, I too sing that song, take me back, Lord, to where I had no help, where I had no peace within, where I thought, I'm going to the liquor store and get me something to drink, man. And I'd go get me a half pint of Southern Comfort. But this comfort that I received, August 24th, 1975, I lost my account over at the liquor store on Woodrow. Closed me out, man. I found something better.
Yeah.
I found where I could drink from the wells of salvation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been wonderful. Been wonderful. I've wanted to tell people when I run into them on the street, say, man, you want to go out drinking with me? They in turn want to invite me over to the Elevation Club. Man, I've been elevated. I don't need to go there. Invite me to Elevation. Oh, they have fried chicken. Oh, so? Yeah. Come Thursday night. I don't want to be there. I've got friends that I walk with and talk with. Some of them are salesmen up at Dillard's Men's Store. Bill, you ever tried Elevation? No, man, player. And they Christian people. They talk about going home and watch a Razorback game and pop a cold one. I speak their language. Yeah, I'm going home, pop me one too, man. Old dad's root beer. Good. I love God. I'm sincere about my salvation. I am. I appreciate this people. And I appreciate Brother and Sister Smith and the work that they're doing. Appreciate all of the Republic people. It's like you've been here all your life, you know that? Brother Jerry and I have just hooked up a friendship. I appreciate when he's here. Appreciate his family. Appreciate all of you. Those of you that have been here a while, Brother and Sister Crow, they're my friends. Brother Crow told me you hooked up some turnip greens the other night, Sister Crow, and little white beans. Y'all have any cha-cha? No. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Huh? Yep. All right. I got some extra plates if I come by someday. I may go out there to that Rose City Salvage, and I'm going to pick up some paneling. I'll stop by y'all's place for lunch. Don't be grinning, Brother Crow, when you see me at the door. God is good, isn't he? He gave us his wonderful love and his truth in our hearts. We wouldn't be the same somewhere else. And I'm glad. Excuse me. Been trying to take on a cold. Been fighting it. I'd like to leave you with a scripture that I love for many, many years. And there were days when I didn't know God. And Brother Tucker just preaching one night. And he was talking on something and giving somebody an illustration of some kind, and he just mentioned the word acquainted. And I looked up in my concordance, and there's a scripture in about Job 22:14 that tells us to acquaint thyself with him. and thereby live at peace. I'm acquainted with him tonight. I'm not just talking about, oh yeah, I heard about him. Yeah. I mean, I know him. I've been at his table. He's fed me. He's filled me. He's touched my life. He turned me around. Huh? I'm here to celebrate the Lord tonight.
Yes. Amen.
I hope it's been worthwhile when I get out the way that you came to church. I just wanted to try to encourage somebody tonight. There are times when I don't think I do well. Don't go hard at me. I get you back in the back room. We talk this over. But I appreciate all of you. And when I see you stand up and testify, man, that encourages me. I get to hear some more about what God is like. You know, I don't know all that he's like. I didn't. But I'm hearing more and more about his ways all the time. One last scripture. And we overcome by the word of our testimony tonight. That's our record. That's our book there. Well, aren't you glad that the recorder put you down one night or during the day, whenever you got the Holy Ghost? I appreciate God tonight. I appreciate this walk of salvation. Say, let's take up a Wednesday night offering and let's pray and see what the Lord will do for us from here. Brother Fred, you got enough ushers to? Okay, all right. And if anyone has a special request tonight, let's keep Sister Linda on our hearts and her brother Junior and Sister Wilkins. Let's remember Brother Ray Weaver and Sister Susan. I talked with them for a while Sunday morning. Just bring back memories. When I first came to this people and saw young men serving God, some of you know Brother Bruce Hoffman. You know, I had a dream about him the other night. Because I think about my friends that I met when I got here, that God had delivered them. I don't know where they are tonight, but I'm still here. When we sang that song, I feel something that I'm still here. I'm still here. It could have been me. I could have rejected this truth and told Sylvia, let's go. This ain't for us. Your family don't want us in this no way. They don't understand it. They were all Baptists. Hey, but we held on. All right. Any requests tonight? Yes. Carolyn Davis. Brother Tally has a niece, Carolyn Davis, in Florida, and they had to rush her back to the hospital for more treatment. Let's remember her in prayer tonight. Let's remember Brother and Sister Smith down the Florida way, trying to help God's people. Let's pray that they'll be successful in helping God's people tonight that are counting on them, depending on them. Sister Tally. Sister Abraham, let's remember her tonight. Remember her family. Brother and Sister Richie, yes, I started today to just send the Richie family a card, letting them know that we're praying for you and asking God to help you all the time. You're always on our prayer list. Anyone else tonight need a prayer? Sister Donna? Sinus trouble? Brother Dylan needs a touch from the Lord. Okay, Brother Keith, your family needs prayer. Imagine we all going through some type of a storm. And I believe your son and his wife,
they'll be traveling.
Early in the morning, they're just getting some rest. And Brother Oates is working tonight, and Sister Durham and Sister Oates, they're out of town. And let's keep praying for Brother Shane.
Yeah, he's moving Saturday.
Definitely moving Saturday. But we hate to lose him. Someone else, Brother Paul?
My children.
Your children?
And Kyle.
Everybody
knows what we're talking about.
Okay, all right. My sister. Okay, let's remember the Gala family. All right, let's stand then and earnestly pray and ask our God tonight that cares for us. And he daily loadeth us with his wonderful benefits, his wonderful plan that he has for us. If we should call upon him, heaven knows our needs tonight, oh God. Heaven is recording these requests and prayers tonight. Heaven will reach down and touch us when we touch the hem of his garment. We appreciate the love of our God tonight. He's able to walk with us through any storm tonight. If we'll let him, if we'll call upon him, in the day that you call me, in the day you seek me with your whole heart, I'll be found of you. He's able to touch. He's able to heal his people tonight. Brother Talis, niece tonight, in need of touch from God tonight. Sister Linda Fisher tonight, Lord. May God lighten her burdens tonight. And God help her and hold her. Let her find your wonderful love and your wonderful way. We're leaving the decisions tonight to you, dear Lord. Yes, in all thy ways if we acknowledge him. He said he would direct our paths. He said he would be there for us. He'd be there with us. For Brother and Sister Smith as they travel tonight. The angel of God will go with them on their journeys. We appreciate God tonight. Sister Wilkins needs a touch tonight. Encourage your people tonight, dear Lord, like me. Touch those that need a touch tonight. Those that are working tonight. Sister Dern, Sister Oates are traveling. May God's hand be with them. We appreciate all that you're doing for us tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Test us. When I think of how he came so far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary took my place. Then I ask myself this question, who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who pray, not my will, thine for? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? Reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve only son, to fight my battles till they're won. Who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? Thank you. would bleed and die for. Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go. For who am I, when I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, who'd fight my battles till they're won. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? The answer I may never know, why he ever rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? I may never know why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? Answer I may never know, why he ever rugged cross he'd go. For who am I? Who am I bleed and die for. Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so. To an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. Just be true, I'll give to you a life forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son. Fight my battles till they're won. For who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know, why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go. Cross he'd go, for who am I? Cross he'd go, for who am I? Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? The answer I may never know. Why he ever loved me so, that to an old rugged cross he'd go. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine for? The answer I may never know. Why he ever rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
Praise God. Enjoyed this service so far and have enjoyed the services we've been having and the good word of God that's been coming forth. And I'm beginning to appreciate each and every one of you more and more. And you don't know what, every little thing that you get out of a service, each something that somebody says. And I understand why Jesus loved the kids so much to be around the church. I was sitting there playing the piano, and little Nathaniel was praying for somebody. And just the little smile she gave at me as I was playing the piano, she looked up and smiled at me. And she just has a smile, by the way, that just is infectious. And it just made me a little happy, you know. And Jesus said, forbid not the children that come unto me. Children don't bring you all the problems. Oh, they may ask for a piece of candy, but they want to tell you something good that happened. I have this little deal with Elisha. I don't do it so much anymore, but about a year ago, I would say, "Have you gotten in trouble today?" "Well, maybe just one time," he'd say. Or, And I used to say, can you make it on Sundays? Can you make it all day without getting in trouble? I don't know, he'd say. I'm going to do that. I'm going to try. Well, he's probably, he'll experience, when he gets seven, eight, when he's already, what, eight? He'll be eight. When he gets 9, 10 years old, it's going to be kind of dumb for me. He's going to look at me real dumb and roll his eyes if I ask him if he got in trouble, because he's going to get up at an age where he don't get in trouble very often. He can go all week without getting in trouble. I know Andrew will tell you, I remember he used to get a whipping every day. Whether he needed it or not, somebody said. He needed it. But there was he got to an age he didn't need whippings very often. Just every once in a while he'd get in trouble. He may get a scolding almost every day, or maybe gotten on to a little bit, instructed daily. But it's fun when they're 4, 5, 6 years old saying, can you make it all day without getting in trouble one time? So I appreciate being here in this church. And there's little things about each one of y'all that does something for me when I see you. Just the little, your testimony, something you say to me when I walk in the door. And it's getting more and more precious all the time. And I look forward to coming to church. But I was thinking of brother, and this may be a sign. He said, "Down, I'm thirsty."